Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's weekly personal finance podcast where we discuss all the issues that affect your money box. I'm your host Preeti Kulkarni and today we'll turn our attention to the rising health insurance premiums in the country. Now, premiums of group health insurance policies, that is the policies that employers offer to their employees and families, have already risen in April. In fact, according to a Marsh Mercer benefit survey, employer-sponsored medical benefit costs in India are expected to increase by 15% in 2022. And this will be the case with your individual health insurance policies too, as insurance companies seek insurance regulator IRDAIs not to hike their rates. Industry watchers say that this is primarily due to increased COVID-19-linked claim burden over the last 2 years and also rising healthcare inflation in the country. While hikes are expected to affect all age groups, the impact could be particularly severe for senior citizens because of their age and also comorbidities at that age. To understand how senior citizens and also other policyholders can deal with imminent premium hikes, we have with us today Saurav Basu, Head of Wealth Management at Tata Capital. Basu has worked for over 2 decades in the financial services space across assets as well as liabilities businesses, as also wealth management, of which insurance is a key aspect. Hello, Mr. Basu. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Preeti, and thank you so much for inviting me here.
So, Mr. Basu, there has been a lot of buzz around group as well as retail health insurance premiums going up. And this is happening 2 years after COVID-19 pandemic struck India. So, could you explain the rationale behind this rate rise?
So, Preeti, it's not just because of one factor. There are various factors which are causing the premiums to go up. The largest one of them is obviously the pandemic. And the pandemic still continues. So, what COVID has done over the last 2 years has increased the number of claims which health insurance companies are facing. And it continues to be, depending on the wave, the claim ratios continues to be high. And insurance premiums have been based on a model of, how many people will, have a claim every year. So those models have got tested in the last 2 years. Because of that, I think insurance companies are now wanting to raise the premiums because their percentage of people who now get, hospitalized or go for a treatment are much higher because of the current pandemic. Second reason, which is a very, very alarming reason, is the fact that hospitalization, inflation, which is, cost of your medical advice, is going up by close to 15 to 20% year on year. While official RPI data says it's 9%, but if you include all the ancillary services, it will be close to 15 to 20%. These two are the main reasons which are, making the insurance premiums go up. The third reason is IRDA really is, over the last 2 years has made it mandatory for a specific number of diseases to be included. So, which means that life insurance companies do not, health insurance companies do not have the ability to now exclude any diseases which are mandated by the regulator, which also means that they would then want to increase the premiums if they were to cover a large number of diseases as mandated by the regulator. So that's the reason, Preeti, for the increase in premiums.
But is this going to be more pronounced for certain age groups, let's say senior citizens or others, or for example, cities or zones that saw maximum COVID-19 claims? Or do you think this is across the board? All age groups will be affected?
While the increase will be across the board, it's not that there will be any segment which will not see a little bit of increase in health insurance premiums. It will also, I think health insurance companies will also look at customer age group segments where there is a possibility of the, of COVID or infections being higher, or where the risk of hospitalization is higher because of previous comorbidities and along with the pandemic. So clearly, I see, empirically customers of, higher age group. I also see customers who currently lead possibly non-healthy lifestyles. They would definitely get impacted slightly more than customers who are younger and declare that they live a very healthy and fit life.
Since you also mentioned healthcare inflation earlier, is there any particular sum assured that that HNIs or others should look at, minimum sum assured that they should have, given the kind of increase that we are seeing in given the kind of growth that we are seeing in healthcare inflation?
Ideally, you know, your medical insurance cover should at least be, you know, equal to whatever you have spent in total over the last 3 to 4 years. So you should assume that, you know, if the sum total of your total spend for the last 2 or 3 years put together, if you've spent, for example, you know, 10 lakhs, then your annual, you should at least try to cover yourself for 10 lakh, because you don't know, you know, if, you know, any unforeseen, you know, event can come. Today, the basic minimum which the government of India is also wanting to cover every national of this country is 5 lakhs. So which means that for anyone who's working, making a salary, you know, having a, you know, is middle-aged, he should at least look at a 10 to 15 lakh cover, I would say.
And coming to Tata Capital specifically, have you seen your clients' retail and health insurance premiums go up in the recent days? And also, more importantly, do you foresee further hikes in the months to come?
So before I answer that question, Preeti, one thing I would like to, you know, tell you is that we have constantly been advising our clients and recommending to our clients that irrespective of the increase of premiums, health insurance is a must. You know, it doesn't matter if the premiums go up by 5 or 10%. We have to find the best and the most suitable plan for them. But they have to continue to take health insurance coverage and continue to see if the current coverage amount is meets the requirements of themselves and their families. So that is a must. For Tata Capital also on both the group term, you know, and the group life cover, you know, that side, we've seen a little bit of increase from some of our partners. Also on the pure individual health policies, we've also seen an increase there. However, we've not seen, you know, customers not wanting to renew, or we have not seen customer demand go down in any way, Preeti. The pandemic has only increased the demand from customers to understand, are they covered adequately? And what they have currently, is that enough? So those are the two queries which we often get from customers, that, you know, do I have enough cover? And, you know, what I have, will that cover for some of the needs and the diseases which I foresee coming in the future? So I think we continue to, you know, service our clients on both those aspects.
So roughly, what kind of increase do you see in this space overall for the industry and for your client base? Generally, what is the kind of range of increase that you see in health insurance premiums?
I think premiums will on an average go anywhere from 10 to 15% for the larger group.
Okay.
However, for certain segments, it will go up more. So we have also seen certain segments of the elderly, you know, they have started, you know, going up in the range of 40 to 50% also, depending on, you know, what kind of pre-existing diseases you declare and have. So that's the kind of range. But I think that's also to do with the fact that there is definitely inflation and medical inflation, and the insurance industry wants to make sure that, you know, they cover that risk when they charge the premium.
And then coming to the measures that all of us can adopt, what are the steps that individual policyholders with standalone retail health policies take to ensure that their renewal premium hikes are in check?
See, when you look at a policy and when you buy a policy, I think you should clearly look at exclusions and inclusions in the policy. I think for a lot of us, especially the senior citizens, I think there are specific waiting periods for different types of diseases. There are you know, sub limits for diseases. We should check for that. I think for all of us, when we look at a policy, we should look at a policy which has a longer life and a longer duration, so that you don't have to, you know, worry about the policy term expiring and then wanting to look at a new policy. There are policies with restoration benefits we should look at. I think top-ups, you know, co-pays, policies which has some level of bonus enhancements, all of those are, you know, available today. So I'm not directly addressing that what should you do to reduce your renewal premium, you know, increase, because I think this is, you know, in some cases, the renewal premium increase will be basis the change in your age or, you know, some of the added features which you're adding.
Mm.
But when you are wanting to select a new plan, I think you should make sure that you look at some of these features which are important to every individual. You know, what is the exclusion? What are the waiting periods for each of the diseases? Are there some restoration benefits? Can you look at doing a copay, which is, you know, you pay a certain percentage for every time there's a claim, there's a hospitalization. So it reduces the premium significantly. You know, can you look at a top up? So those are some of the things which we must look at.
So let's say my premiums are unaffordable. As soon as I get the renewal notice, that I realize that my premiums, I won't be able to afford the premiums. In such cases, then should such policyholders look at, as you mentioned, policies with copay, because that can bring down the premiums? Or
we have to start with the basic premise that a health insurance is a must for everyone, irrespective of our earning status or irrespective of the life stage we are in, which means that, there are also, you can look at taking a copay. It will significantly reduce your premium and at least you can afford something. You can start with entry level plans, which the government of India also has now, some plans like the Arogya Sanjeevani plans, which some of the insurance companies are mandated to provide. Yeah. Those are very low level plans. At least that gives a certain level of cover. And as you then progress to a place where you can afford to pay for the for higher health insurance premiums, Preeti, then you can then start taking enhancing your health insurance cover. But you must start with something which you can afford today. Maybe look at the regulated government mandated plans, or look at a copay feature so that your premiums go down.
And you also mentioned senior citizens in between. So they were the worst affected segments during the pandemic. And they will probably have to bear the maximum brunt of premium hikes as well going forward. What can they do for them? Of course, there are dedicated senior citizen policies, but do you think they are optimal, and or should they buy such policies as the last resort?
No, I think the senior citizens need to have a policy. It is not like they need to buy a medical policy as a last resort. I think they need to make sure that they are buying a policy with the right features for themselves. The policies for senior citizens, they need to possibly frequently, hospitalization as age goes up. So they need to look at policies which covers restoration benefits for multiple, hospitalizations. They need to look at policies, possibly they need to look at super top-up plans, which can cover, all expenses after a certain limit. They need to look at policies which will look at some of the new medical procedures today, like organ transplant, organ donation. They need to look at also policies which can cover daycare facilities and domiciliary expenses. Maybe even there are policies which today cover things like psychiatric care. So I think that is important for us senior citizens to look at. But the underlying is still that medical insurance is a must for them also, because the cost of procedures continue to go up. And yeah, that, and I think that's what will make sure, the health insurance will make sure that gets covered.
I was also referring to those senior citizens specific policies that come with a lot of restrictions, but then there is a greater chance of them being able to buy that policy because premiums are cheaper and also underwriting requirements are tailor-made for senior citizens in such cases. So should they consider such policies?
They should, depending on the kind of, they should definitely look at that, because each one of them today also, excludes or includes certain diseases, pre-existing, covers some of them. But from my experience, Preeti, all of those policies cover you to the extent that you will always be beneficial for you, even after paying the premium, though the premium won't seem, high currently, because when the eventuality of a medical condition arises, I think the cost of that will be significantly higher than the cost of the premium which you pay. So I will still recommend that those senior citizen policies should be looked at very closely. And if they don't want to buy separate individual policies, at least they should look at the separate senior citizen policy, even with the kind of exclusion some of them have.
And let's say if their children are covered under their employer's group health covers, and have other options as well to explore. So should they look at something like voluntary add-ons to enhance coverage?
Yes, this is for the children, and Preeti, you brought a very, very important parents. Point.
If the corporate offers voluntary add-ons for parents to be covered, or parental coverage at an additional cost, then should those options be considered as well? Because then pre-existing diseases would be covered under such plans.
Yes, Preeti, and you brought a very important point. I think for all our customers who are working and salaried, and who have the option to include one set of parents as a part of their employer's health insurance plans, we would always recommend that they include their parents. While all of them have a sub limit all of them have a specific amount for which the parents can get covered, but at least it is a start. And we strongly recommend to all clients, all customers, saying that if in case you have a son or a daughter who's working and who can include you, please get yourself included to the extent of that amount. At least you have medical insurance, plus after that you take something over and above that.
All right. And we discussed premium hikes, and you also mentioned features that people should consider while buying policies. Any other issues with respect to policy or claim servicing, policy or claim servicing record of insurers that retail policyholders should look at? And in your experience, what are the typical issues that you've seen policyholders grappling with usually?
See, I think the on the ground, the most important issue with health insurance customers grapple with is the fact that sometimes there are hospitals in which they have to get treated and urgently admitted, and some of them don't offer cashless. That is one part. The second, and that is because in this country there are instances of some hospitals not being recognized by health insurance companies to follow the best cashless practices. So they typically ask for a post-hospitalization claim process. So that's a big service issue which policyholders go through. The second one is sometimes while the insurance company would have reimbursed the TPA, in a lot of insurance companies, there's a agency in between called the TPA. The TPA does not service the policies fast enough and the claim fast enough. So those are two issues. I think a lot of policies do not get, the claims do not get settled on time because there are incorrect declarations given at the time of taking the policy, or there could be incorrect documentation. But those are things which nowadays, the health insurance company has a service platform which call up the clients and get those, doubts cleared. However, to my mind, these are the large, important, service issues faced by clients, really about the lack of cashless facilities in some of the hospitals they go to.
All right, Mr. Basu, thanks a lot for sharing your views and sharing your insights. I'm sure our listeners will find all the information extremely useful. Thanks a lot for being on our show.
Thank you so much, Preeti, for having me here. Thank you so much.
And with that, it's a wrap on this episode of Simply Save. For more news, views and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.